I'm going to present here the brightest Wi-Fi ceiling plafond I've reviewed so far. Available for purchase online for a whole 160 PLN, about $40. I'm going to try to change its firmware, which will be quite difficult, as it uses the Wi-Fi BTCB2L module, whose UART interface is located on its bottom and is usually obscured by the motherboard. This module will have to be desoldered. I will also take the opportunity to show the inside of this plafond and give its configuration for open beacon. First, some excerpts from the product description from the seller. Parameters. Type CLP. Luminous flux power, 4052 mW. Luminous efficacy, 112 mW. W equivalent to a traditional incandescent bulb, 120 W. Phase shift factor, DF greater than 0.9. Protection level, IP20. Distribution angle, 140 degrees. RGB plus CCT, color warm white 2700K. Color rendering incandescent factor, CRI. RA equals 80. Communication method, Wi-Fi. Wi-Fi network 2.4 GHz. Dimming capability, yes. Voltage 220, 240 AC. Network frequency 50 to 60 Hz. Power 36 watts. Lifespan 3000 hours. Number of duty cycles 3000. Dimensions 350 by 55 mm. Energy performance label E. Power consumption for 1000 hours 36 kilowatts. Certifications CE. Rojas, article name CLP-12. 36-watt LED IP20 Wi-Fi RGB plus CCT brand LED lumen. Catalog index 2510511. But we are primarily interested in changing the firmware, so see how the product does in practice. The contents of the kit. For the entire 160 PLN, we get the plafond, mounting studs, and instructions. By the packaging alone, you can infer that this is not an ESP8266-based product. The packaging says Wi-Fi plus BLE. The lid just needs to be gently twisted to see the inside. The interior of the plafond. There are indeed a bit more LEDs, or at least those in shades of white. The LED power supply itself is separate. 230 VDC, 42 milliamps, 36 watts, PF greater than 0.9. And their Wi-Fi controller separately. The Wi-Fi module inside is CB2L. The board with CB2L has only 4 pins, power, SDA, and SCL, suggesting the presence of an I2C or I2C-like protocol LED driver. The board with CB2L also has a step-down inverter, probably generating 3.3 volts for the Wi-Fi module. Just next to it is the board with BP2522, probably some simple power supply. This is probably for the Wi-Fi module. Under the Wi-Fi module, we can already see what controls the LEDs, two pieces of BP5758. The multimeter indicates that their SDA and SCL pins are connected together, but I don't think they have different addresses. Their protocol probably doesn't even support that. Just use two because of the large number of white LEDs, warm and cold. How does the lamp see the Tuya application? Just a quick sample. Tuya has already been discussed. CLP-12, 36-watt LED Wi-Fi RGB. Is this the second model name? Changing the firmware. There is a small problem with changing the firmware. The UART port on the CB2L is on its back, and this back touches the motherboard. You have to desolder this module. I used a risky method. I applied flux, added lead solder to each pad, and heated them together with a soldering iron tip. Ready, programming, as usual only RX, TX, 3.3 volts and GND connected. I do the reset by cutting off the power. My flasher managed. After the operation, open beacon configuration roll pins, BP5758, SDA is P8. BP5758 SCL is P7. Channel mapping, BP5758 DMAP, is sequentially 1, 2, 0, 3, 4. That's all I needed to get the firmware going. Effects in practice. The white shades are indeed quite bright and take about 35 watts from the grid. The RGB colors are dark, consuming a mere 3 watts, and I wouldn't count on the manufacturer using any efficient LEDs here either, and I wouldn't take the power measurement here as some measure of LED brightness level. On the other hand, I have no way of measuring the actual level of light emitted by this product. Summary: the phone was dropped off to me for programming by a forum reader. I uploaded the batch to him, and the lamp went on to illuminate his room nicely and colorfully. This RGB is not very strong, but the mood can still introduce. At the same time, for this lamp, I recommend preparing such a mechanism. YouTube, Tasmota Device Groups for OpenBeacon, S.